in a chacham nikra amnurai. I think it's also obvious that this is something that is that has to do something with the taichin of the maimer over here. That, you know, here was somebody that was mani the enayim of other people and so on and so forth, and that's why being associated with Talmud Chachamim brings out the best in you. If I tell you go in this yeshiva to learn, go travel to Lakewood to learn, so that means that wherever you are, you don't have Torah. If you're saying don't rely on, so it doesn't mean don't say, don't rely down on it coming to you, because it may not come to you. Outside thing, it comes. has, how much Prius he has, how much this he has. Those are additional stuff. Torah is the other way around. And Torah is a Metzias Bifnei Atzmo that's greater than the person. If a person wants to, he can be Mechaber himself to Torah. So when a person sits and works in Harabis and learning, he becomes Niskasha to Torah. But if he would sit back, Torah doesn't fall in. And the truth is, it's interesting. If you take a look, you know, many different people write Torah, the Mechadish and so on. There's a sense you have where the Shtickle Torah is the product of a brilliant and not, you know, a kind of lazy mind. Somebody sat down and is just very smart and he dashed off a Shtickle Torah. Or somebody that sweated through piece by piece by piece. And you see there's a sense of it that this is Karav Levis, this is more Torahic. So Kapanim, Torah is different than other Inyanim. Other Inyanim can come to a person with more status, with less status. Torah is on the other way around. So the Gemara said that a person needs to do Yigia and Masamatna Santa Shmaya. But Pirush with Moshe Mayanu. Katera ilamala b'namafu legami. Therefore, all the Santa Shmaya in the world is not going to help you unless you work for it. Well, the figure of Mama Yigata Matzah Zaltamit. Shem Yoga b'lay Matzah. Tzarech atalema ki amazal hu gorem shala yilman. V'dovaza enoi. Because the things that come to a person with any status, because the mazel, this was decreed from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the thing should fall his way. So when a person is a phenomenal billionaire, I don't need to say that, you know, he's so brilliant, he worked so hard, this and that. At the end of the day, these things that come in through mazel, through gzeiros milamala, and that's that. In learning, if somebody's learning is solid, if there's something in learning that merits looking into it, it's because the person was mashkia a lot into it. Well, somebody once asked me, out of the real tzmimus, like Reichman's gave so much money for Tzedakah and so on, how could they have lost their money? And they're good people and so on. So I told him, I said, you know, they're not a niyim, they don't have to run looking for Baruch Hashem for Pas Lechmum, but I said, you know, a person, there's a certain level of earning power which I can attribute to a person. His love of his tadlus, his abilities, his this, that. So there's a certain level that's clearly bin HaShemayim. And I said, you know, the level of wealth that they had, B'Shaifa, was clearly bin HaShemayim. And Akash Baruch Hu took it. It wasn't never as if you take away the breath of the person, it's the person himself. It was a Baruch. Why Akash Baruch Hu decided to take it and give it to us? I don't know. I have no idea. That's not a... But it's not like I'm taking away something that Shaifa asked me to the person. It's these are things that are shaykh to mazel in the sense it's kulam in a shemayim, and the mahalach, the only thing you need in the mahalach hativi is to the mahalach hativi is that you need to do the level of ishtablus that you make a kli kibul. You do the real estate, you buy, you sell the snap, just a kli kibul for that level of wealth. Somebody once told me about the Chavetz Chaim, we never saw it inside. He said like this. He said people think that if you work hard, you make a lot of money, and if you don't, you're an ani. He said, Chavetz Chaim said the Chavetz Chaim, it's the other way around. He said if it's nigzar on a person that he should be an ani, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will fill his hands Shabbos, the Shabbos Mazel Machkim. So you see that there is an Inyan where the Mazel is leads the person Chachma. Hainu Sham Mazel Machinas Adam Sha Yir Geo Machsach HaTeira. Inu Moyle Chachma Vizel Mazel Machin Kama. Loi Shigel Legami Chachma Machim Sayer Loi. Dainu Shigel Lentrach Acha Chachma. But what the Mazel accomplishes is that the Mazel brings the person to a base medish, focuses him and directs him, and so on and so forth. That's why he becomes what he is. I was thinking another point here. He says the Mazel Chifash Gem Masach HaTeira. The main point is if a person is not humble in it, doesn't work in it, then he doesn't actually attain Torah. So there's no way, even if the person was brilliant, but if the person is not mashkia, then it doesn't have, and you feel it, it doesn't have tama Torah. Now, there is something, if a person is smart and he gets a lot of positive feedback on what he's doing, like, yes, you're right at this, right, this shouldn't go, this shouldn't go, so then a person translates it and becomes, it becomes a, what's the right word for it? It becomes part and parcel of, it pushes the person to do it well. You find a lot of times kids that are matzliach keep wanting to learn. If you know the answers and you get it, you invest in the class, that's the biggest spur to continue learning and to fight and fight. So if a person has kishrin, it helps because it draws him into a positive cycle. But if the person relied just on kishrin, the people who had just kishrin and they didn't make enough to learn, you see it in the Torah that they stay. It's kind of skimming the surface, not really getting into, not feeling that the person has sweated through every single bit and piece and so on. And we have a reluctance, it's correct, a correct reluctance. When we hear somebody says something, pshat the Rambam, that we think, not convinced that that's pshat, and I don't think the person himself is convinced that that's pshat. We're not the Kabbalists. Just, there was a mice of somebody, a big Balkish, a Bochber, and he told him a pshat the Shara Rambam. So Beth thought about it, and he showed him that it can't be that way. So the guy was very smart and very quick. I said, okay, so let's say the Rambam holds faket. I can work it out. He holds faket. And the Bochber gets very angry. And he said, what do you think? The Rambam is a beer. In the old days, they used to have one of the gypsy tricks, one of the things that gypsies would do on there. Roadshows was they would have a bear, and the guy, the gypsy, would play an accordion, and the bear would dance to the tune of the accordion. So the Rebbe said, "What's meant here? As the Rambam is a bear, but sometimes we will, you know, what do you think? The Rambam is a bear that just plays the accordion. You want the Rambam hold this way? You don't hold the cat." He said, "You know, you need to make yourself sick over a Rambam." The sense when you hear somebody say something like that's coming out of his sleeve, it doesn't, it's somewhere along the line, we don't see it as being terasemis. The only thing it does help is if you're smart and you get a lot of positive feedback, that keeps feeding it again and again. Mekokum in a tertas a mazel sheet na mazel of ter legamish na bachel. So there's yad eshmei in it, but it's not, it doesn't become his. Also, the words can be chachma and everything else. Allah Tere Yisim and chachma. The Chodavash is simply the chachma of the Moshe Lakis. And that's what it means to work for other chachmas. We don't have the reluctance. If somebody comes up with brilliant ideas and inventions, it doesn't seem as if it takes much effort. It even feels sometimes that it's cool. Kind of just look at this guy, he just rattles off the names of the dates and this and that. And you know, so I don't know, we think that it's bigger. But in Torah, if a person doesn't seem to be side of the Mayim Rachamim. She'af ha'umois Nikraim Chachamim. Avol b'nei Torah Loi Nikru. So, from the first of Aram, a guy can't be called a mentor. Mechein Amor b'medrish Eimeim l'cha she'ein chachma b'umos Al tamin sh'nema v'adati chacham v'chulum. Yesh Torah b'umos Al tamin sh'nema ein Torah b'goyim. It's not shaykh the mazel of the shmaya, but a person that has to work hard and so on. So there's one way of understanding it, that it's not shaykh mazel of the shmaya, because it's a din that Akash Baruch doesn't want to give it that way, Akash Baruch. Not in any way the same. kid. And therefore, you need to leave. Same as Gnishacha. You know, so a typical one of our bus, when you're learning with our bus, you say, okay, this is he tainis this. What would the lach be? So the answers would be along the lines of, well, he really can afford to lose it more, or I think he sounds to me like he's lying, or whatever it is, it's coming from world of mustakim that are balabatish. They're part and parcel of everyday life, and that's where they're coming from. So it's difficult to use it, not impossible, it's difficult to use it. It's as far as the entire, it's kind of coming from life, and at lowest level. When you look at it from the yeshiva perspective, it's the other way around. Torah has in itself svaris and ideas that are not of this world. They are ideas coming from a different world, and me being this world needs also to make sure everything is done right. But the etzem, the musagim of Torah, are past this world. They deal with a musig of chazaka and of this and of that, and those musagim are beyond this world's musagim. And that's the mitzvah of being great l'makom Torah. It means that I dehear those musagim as and I need what I need to do to understand them is to learn them through, and then I need to harva on it because it's in a place that I'm not. And by harving on it or working on it, I'm able to get to, I'm able to acquire part of it. So he says, this was one of the reasons the famous with the Goyen that the Maggid came to teach him and he rejected him. Any time Torah is served to us on at our convenience, it's moiris from the etzim bahus of Torah. I was also thinking on a similar vein, you know, in Yisrael, and then from area in New York. You have Shniblach, and you have, you know, places where 24/7 you can get a minyan for something or other. And Chur is a big, you know, obviously the convenience, I'm not knocking the convenience, when we now have Bira, when we founded the shul, one of the things we made was that there would not be minyanim, there would be set minyanim. And the reason for that is, I think, if I make a shtiblach, the pshat is I'm the kavua, and the minyanim wrap around me. So where I now decide I want to do minchamayev, so I need a chavid of after go down the shtiblach, and I'm minchamayev. Usually means the tzavateis, and I have that in fact. So it means the world of tefillah needs to shtolz to me. It's not right when I have a set time for tefillah, and this time and that time, and so that, then it's the other way around. The tefillah has a certain ikka to it, and I shall too. So when is that enough? 7 o'clock, good. So I need to be there by 7 o'clock. That's something that allows me to shall too to it, rather than just, it becoming a dava that shall too to me. So either or, when you have two variables, me and the davening, either the davening's at my service or I'm at the davening service. So here in Torah he says a person shouldn't think that it's possible to have any type of sheif ruchnius if the person is not doing this mitzvah. So kol makom Torah means the person is makir that he needs to get out of
good.
Okay.
Schkaach. Schkaach.
Okay.
Schkaach.